We are on Daf Ayin Amed Aleph. Boy Rove, we are on the little after the middle of the Amed. Kolchoi Besiv Mahu, Betalisoi Mahu. Let us first see what the case is speaking about over here. Kolchoi Besiv. Shegodel v'nichach soviv hadekel. This is a type of a vine, tendrils it's called, that grows around hadekel. Kein meraila shal gefanim. And the roye was koirech, the uber, besit. So it comes out that b'shas, the uber came out b'meimoy. There was no negiya berechem. We'll see later. There's a shayla in the Gemara. You need the avir rechem mekadesh or the negiya berechem mekadesh. And here the roya was kairach the uber besif that there was no negiya berechem. Mal, so Rashi says further, shetei chatzitze. Bamrinin will say, even the will say, even loy noga berechem loy kodesh, since there was no negiya, the gufa uber did not touch the gufa rechem, so it's not miskadesh. The rechem who the mekadesh, the bedidei tole rachmone. Lekaman boy amos kolchoy, when was he kairech? That means if already, we'll see in Tosfos explains Rashi Shita, that it's impossible to be koirech the uber kozman, nothing comes out. The rechem is sosum. So you have to have a psichas a rechem for something to come out. So if it comes out already, so it became kodesh. So what's the problem? The reish came out. So then it became kodesh. So that would be koirech. The rest of the goof is irrelevant because there was. So the Gemara is going to speak about later. That's what Rashi means, that the Gemara is going to speak about later, Amos Kochi, when was he Kairach? If he was Kairach after the Yitzias Arosh. So then it's not Negeya, if there was a Chatzitza, there wasn't a Chatzitza. Betalisoi Mahu. The second Shaila is, it was Kochi Betalisoi. So what's the Shaila? What is this different than the first Shaila? So Ramayshe, Nigras Mayshe, Rideya Chele Gimel, Tshuva Kuf Chav Hei, wants to say that the Shaila in the Gemara is as follows. That the, why was this person, Kairach Bechlal, this Uber, Besiv, Betalisa, I mean, besides making an interesting Shaila, but there was a Mechuvan over here. The Mistama was a cold day, and he wanted to be Mechaman Duk, the Uber's coming out, there's no steam, and it's cold, he didn't want the Uber to get sick. So he covered it. So the one of the study asafik are that since this is Litzoirech Uber, so maybe it's not called a chatzitza, maybe it comes bottle to the Uber. So he explains that this was the purpose why it was Kolchasoi Besiv, why it was Kolchasoi Betalisoi. But could be a talis is more efficient than siv. So Mamela the Gemara means to say that a filler you will assume that it's called a chatzitza by siv because could be it doesn't accomplish too much. So even though he did it to warm up the uber, but it's not too successful, so Mamela there, it doesn't become bottled to the uber. Of a betalisoi, the talis already, it warms up the uber, so then it could be, since there was a kriche letzoirech uber, it's not choytzes, or maybe not. I don't make such cheshbonos. Bishul yosei mahu. Now what is the din, if he was kairech, the uber, bishul yosei, this is the sack that comes around the uber, bishas leide. So Rashi explains, end of the previous Rashi, v'im timtza loimer siv havi chatzitze, will say Siva Zachatzit, others want to be Daik, the Rashi Bechal wasn't going to tell us. The mean Shaloi Beminaihu, Shulya Mihava Chatzitza Eloi, is the Shulya Chatzitza. Shulya is already mean Beminai, it's Bosa Bebosa. Frekte Gemara Beshulyosai, Ucheyu, so that's a Shaila of Chatzitza. That is the normal way, and Ubekal comes out with a Shulya. So the Gemara says now, Elo b'shulya acheres mal. It's not, he had there a shulya from another Uber, and he wanted to cover this Uber with that shulya also. So memele, it's not uche, it's min b'minai, perhaps it's better. That's the shayla, is it a chetzit? These were Rav Shailas, Siv, Talis, and Shulya. Now we clad another Shaila. Kol chosoi v'olchastoi v'itziyosoi mal. What? So let's see how Rashi learns Pshat. So Rashi says, Yeshulim yavachetzitzoi loy. Kol cho isha biyodeho. Kol chosoi, that means the isha was a mialedis, a midwife. V'itziyosoi, and she took out the yubel. V'ifsika yodeha beinoi lebein horechet. And lemaise, her hands were mafsik beinoi lebein horechet. Mi amrinin kivin deuchi leilet espehemto lav chatzitze. So we're clearing a shayla in hilchas chatzitze, that the yubel, when it goes out to the rechem, we need negiya berechem. So first we had the shailas, if around the yubel there was a sieve, there was a talis, there was someone else's shulya, that was the first diyun in the Gemara. Now the Gemara cleared another diyun. The Gemara cleared that Isha Mialedes grabbed the yubel and took out the yubel. And her hands were mafsik between the uber and the rechem. So again we have here, Ashayla is this chaitis. But here the study Ashayla is, even though it's also mistame, it's not mean b'minoi, v'ivsiko yodeh b'inei lebein arechem, but here there's another svare. Mi amrinin tivin du'ucheihu liyale desbehemta, that's mistame the shteger. The behemoth is not born by itself. It needs a siyua, and that is the siyua that the mialedis sticks her hands into the rechem and is mighty the yuba. Is lav chatzitze, that's called derech leide, and if it's derech leide, it's not called a chatzitze. So we consider keilu, there was a negiyas ubel berechem, and the rechem is mekat. So these were four shailas. Frekte Gemara, Heichidomi. So Rashi says, Heichidomi, kol hanachboi. All these shailas, what's the case? Ide nofik, derech reishe, potchasei. That means we mentioned before, Taisha says, Rashi had learned that you cannot, in all these cases, there was someone stuck their hands into the rechem and they were koirech the uba besiv the talis, or they stuck in their hands to be mighty the uba. So all these cases Rashi held before the rechem is sagel. You can't stick your hands in; it doesn't go. The psiches rechem comes about when something starts coming out. Then the rechem opens up. Then you can stick your hands in. So al kolchok, something had to come out before they stuck in the hands. Like the Gemara, the nafik derech reishe potrasei. So if the rechen opened up and the uber came out derech reishe with the rosh, so what you say about chatzitze? Already the rosh or roiv rosh already is makes it for a yolot. So it's a pet rechem already. So what's the shayla? So the Gemara says, Ella de nofak derech margalois. No, it's speaking about that the Vlad went out derech margalois backwards. Derech margalois, so a male there, you need reiv gufoi. So there you can have a hechitimtze, that the rechem opened up already. Now there's place to stick the hands in, and now we have all these stodim. Is it a chatzitza? Is it not a chatzitza? Let us see Taisvis. Kol chasoi och velchastei. That's how you perish bekunteris. Ha'isha kol chasoi l'uba. The isha was covering the uba. V'chastei b'yadayim. V'ifsiko yodeho beinoi lebein harechem. And her hands were mafsik between the uba and the rechem. And that is the shaila, is this a chatzitza? Since it's darkei bekach, maybe it's not called a chatzitza. The kasha la Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam has a few kashas in pshat. The bishum mokim le'ayri be'isha miyaledes ima beheme. It's very interesting. All of a sudden, we're speaking about later beheme. We speak about midwives. Whenever Chazal speak about that someone was moilit an uber, El Roye, the Gemara says the Roye was Moilud. Whenever we're speaking about such an Inyan, Kiddisnan, that's the next Mishnah. Behema Shemais Ubra Besoich Meyeho, Vahoyshit Roye Es Yodai, the Roye stuck in his hands. He wanted to take out the Ubra. So normally, the one who took out the Ubrim from the Behemoth, well, were not midwives, they were Roye. The Reisha Dachmilse and the previous Shailas of Rove also were speaking about a Roya. Dachmilse Nami Ayri Beroya, Korchoi Besif. He was Koirich Besif, Loshen Zocher. So why all of a sudden when we speak about we're taking out the Yuba, oh, you're talking about a lady that's taking it out. Make it taste it. Ochi Nami Avalaminke, Korchoi Vochse Vitsiyah. Again, you have a Shaila. That the shaila could be is a shaila that maybe it's derech, maybe it's the derech leide, so that doesn't give it a teiras chetzitze. So why do you have to all of a sudden bring a lady in over here? But oi, another kasha. The mai porech, the gemores kasha, ide norek derech reishe patrose. If it went out head first, so it patted it already. What's the shaila? Could be when I had first. She stuck her hands in and she took out the head. What's the shaila? But that Mustama was Rashi's shot. The ain l'rechem liftoyach koydim sheyetzei roish. That the rechem doesn't open up. You can't stick in yet. Ben yochel lahachnas yodi. That's a doichik. That's a doichik in svare. Voidim asnisen. The next Mishnah we have that a Roya stuck his hand into the Rechem, so they're speaking about Loi Hoitzi Klal, nothing came out. Nothing came out. The Im Lekein Nitma B'Meshayotza, they were talking about a Tuma Blue, but talking about that an Uber died B'Soich Me'imoy, and then nothing came out. Yeah. Ba'af Al Gav. The yesh lechalek be mevakeres le'ein mevakeres. So now Taisva says that perhaps it's not such a kasha. We'll say like this. We are speaking about a mevakeres. He was speaking about it was the first lady. So it could be the first lady, you can't stick your hand in the rechem is very tight. There was no lady. So here you have to have a psiche. First, something has to come out in order to open up the rechem. Masha'enkein, the next Gemara speaking about is an uber, not speaking about a bukhay, we're speaking about an uber died beside behemoth and the roya stuck his hand into the rechem and touched the uber, so he's not speaking about vakeres. So it could be this kasha that Tosfos proved that you can stick your hands in a fillah before was hoitzi. Maybe that's talking about the Mishnah later talking about there was twins and the first one came out already and the second one is dead. Well, Kaponin opened up already. So you can say, so it's not Muchach to from that Mishnah to say you can stick your hands in even though there was no Psichas HaRechem. Kol ze doichet. Ve nire le rabbeinu tam. So Tosfos does not like Rashi pshat in ganzen. A whole new tam. A whole new malach. Ove kemoi girses rabbeinu tam. Ove rabbeinu chanan. He has to make a new girse. It's not kol chosoi ve ochastoi. No, the girse is kol chosoi achoisoi ve hoitsiyosoi. That Lemaise is speaking about that this Bechoya had a twin, a sister. We'll talk about soon why he would stop his sister. But he had a sister. He had a sister, and both decided to come out. And Lemaise, the Zocha, was Koruch in the Nikeva. I mean, she was surrounding him. She was Makiv the Zocha. Vaitziya, she yolda nekeva ima, and nekeva was born to, Vaitziyosef, akel. She took him out, that she was the one that came out, she was surrounding him, the Zocha was we'll see, Beit Birkeha, and she came out and she was covering him. Vaitziyosef, she yolda nekeva ima, kidomanami vepekalabosa, inli alachayse, ktana, gdele minayim. Al Kaponim, we see, we can speak about other behemoths, it's called Achoisai. Anyway. Uporich. So now, the Gemara's claiming a shayla, how did she come out? How did she come out? That means, the Zocha was Bein Birkeho. And she was surrounding him, she was makiv him. So Mamela, so how did she come out? Did she come out head first? So if she came out head first, so Lemaisa, what he calling the shayla al tzchitzitze, but her head was paita the rechem, so it's not a, he's not a paita rechem anymore, forget about tzchitzitze, but she was paita the rechem. Baruch Eden of Agderech Reishei, Bechein and the Keve, both of them are going out, the Derech Reishei, Bechein, Apotrosa Reishei and the Keve, Shotza Reishei Trila, Shereishei Zohar Koruch Bein Berkel, Mishani the Nofik Margaloisov, Vuhu Koruch Bein Bilker, and Lemaise, so could be that, the Shail is, if it is a Chetzitze, and perhaps it could be, Al Koruch is speaking about that if it's the Nofik Margaloisov, Vuhu Koruch Bein Bilker, and it could be he came out first in Cheshbin of Gufay. And the shaila is it a chetzitza or not? Vu adin davamotzi lameima kol cheyochiv. You could clear the same shaila if there were two twins and when both was chomli yinayzim and b'chayr. That means if we consider that the rev gufi of the outside one came out after the rev gufi of the inside one. So the if it's not a chetzitza, the inside one will become a b'chayr. But this is a chetzitzel chayr. The outer one become b'chayr. I'm not kata chayishim shim daleka b'chayr a klal. Klal is a shayl, will there be a din b'chayr? Now, Tosfos in Masechtas b'chayr is daf tesam et aleph. Tosfos has a problem there, and Tosfos, about our Gemara, according to the Rach's Girse. The Gemara in b'chayr speaks about a case that two twins came out, and from the Rechem, and if you hold the Yevshul, it's Samtzeim, so Kochach, one came before the other, so the Shaila is, so the Chacham hold, one is a B'chayr, and one isn't a B'chayr, which was, we don't know, could be a B'chayr, that's the Maisa, one is a B'chayr, and the one who came out first is the B'chayr, the other isn't a B'chayr. So the Gemara is Akasha, how could he be a B'chayr, if you hold the whole Rechem is Makadish, so he wasn't a Geya behold in the whole Rechem, because the other, his twin, was touching the other side of the Rechem, so it was Chaitzit. So if you hold Mitzvah's Rechem Makadish, good. But if you need Kula Rechem Makadish, so he wasn't touching the other side of the Rechem. Zok the Gemara, min b'mina yeine Chaitzit. No problem. Min b'mina yeine Chaitzit. So Tosfos and B'chayr is Tav Tesam, so I'm B'zoi, Shver D'Rach Pshat, the Rach had a Mahalach that it's speaking about Kochas Ayachaisai. So Mamela, what's the Shaila? So let's say over the three Tarutzim what Taisvah says in Bechayrus. Let's say the second Tarut, which Lechayrus is not like our Taisvah. So Taisvah says over there, he said, so Taisvah says two Scharim is called Min Beminoi. That's called, he says, Min Beminoi, it's Kaddish Bechayrus, both are Kaddish Bechayrus, that's called Min Beminoi. And the Kaver is called Min Beshene Minoi. So Mamele, that's the second Tarut of Taisvah in Bechayrus. And that's not like our Taisus, because Taisus says, do it and have a muscle made by Kol Chayochim. The market of clothes is shared by Kol Chayochim. Kol Chayochim is no Shaila. Kol Chayochim is Zichnar Chetzitze, so you can't clear Kol Chayochim. Al Koponim, then Taisus says two other Tarut. Taisus says one Tarut, the lesson of Taisus is over there, the Beinin Miktsas Poner. There's a Meredike Volt, Dachsachmer, from Briskerov and the Gemorin Hayavomis, which I think this is Pshatan Taisus. With a Gemorin Yavomis in the Oral that clears a Shaila, if you have an Isha Muberes, she wants to be Megaya herself, and she made a Tvila L'Shem Geris, if the Tvila will help on the Uber. So the Gemara says like this, if you'll do by Yerachim, no Shaila. So Mele, so the Tvila same will help on the Uber. If you held Uber Lav Yerachim, so then how could the Tvila of the Aim help for the Uber? To be Chaitzitz. So the Aim is Chaitzitz from the Uber, so. So the Gemara says it's Aine Makbet. The Uber is not makbid at all that the mother is there, fakert. So memele, so ain't a makbid, rubai, she ain't a makbid, even though rubai a makbid is chaitzit. But rubai, she ain't a makbid is not chaitzit. Memele is not makbid, so there's no chaitzitze. The two entities, there's the Uber and the aim, but rubai, she ain't a makbid, ain't a chaitzit. Fragt die Gemore, that's rubai, but here it's kulai. Here it's kulai. So how could it help? So that's the Briskerov says pshat as follows. Rubai she'ene makbed means as follows. Let's say a person toivled himself in the mikveh. Roiv of his goof, here's something on top of it. But he's ene makbed, it doesn't bother if it is, if it's not there, it doesn't matter to him. So that's called, he made a tvile with a chetzitz. So we have a klal. Rubai she'ene makbed is not chetzitz. There's no din chetzitz. But if it's kuloi, so it's not considered he made a tefillin gansim. He's capsulized by the mother. So Mamel, it's not called he went into the mikveh. That's not called there was a tefillin with a chetzitze. It's called there was no tefillin gansim. So Dachma, this is the first teretz of Taisus and Bchairus. Taisus says, the Gemara over there speaking about that the two schorim went out. So each socher touched a mitzah sarechem. So there was a ptira sarechem. He didn't touch the whole rechem, so now we have a din and ilchus chetzitze min b'mini ein echaitzit. But over here, speaking about that nothing was pony, he was completely enveloped by his sister. That so this the here is no din of min b'mini ein echaitzit. That's the first teretz of Taisvis. The third teretz of Taisvis, very interesting. They see that our Gemara is speaking about that the Nekeva took him out. That means she was the whole koyach that took him out. There you can't say that min b'mini ein echaitzis. I think Taisus means that min b'mini echaitzis means that perhaps it becomes bottle. But if here if she's the whole tour, they see yosi shesia achaisai b'itzayosai. For some reason here Taisva says that you can't say min b'mini ein echaitzis. Now we have a merdik interessante gemara. I like to say over pshat in this gemara, the way that Teferes Yaakov says pshat in the gemara Nusara. A merdik gemara. The gemara declares as follows. B'lo'asu chulde. Achulde went into the rechem of the yam, and it was Beileya the Uba. It was Beileya the Uba. Beitziyasai. And the Chulde took out the Uba. Mal, what is it? So the Gemara says, Beitziyasai, it took it out. So it was taken out. So what's the Shaila? What is the Shaila? That means that Zicha is a Chatzitze, the Chulde Zicha a Chatzitze, it's worse than a Chayse, or just as good. So I mean, so what's the Shaila? So took it out. So what's the Shaila? The Mo says, no. Ela Belasai Vaitziyasai. It swallowed it. It took it out. And then the Chulde decided, it seems it wasn't too tempting, this Uba by the Chulde, Vichni Sosai, so decided to go back again into the Rechem. Viki Yosai, and he spit it out. So now the Uba is back again. Now the Uba is back again in the Uba. Viyotseme Eilof, and now the Uba went out. Mahu, what is the din? This is the Shail of the Gemara. So we have to understand the Oimek HaDavarim. So the Teferes Yaakov says, Amurah the Kipshat in our Gemara. He says, when the Uba, when the Chulde took out the Uba the first time, so we can clear as follows. Could be that's not called a Leida, because the Uba was never Yotze Lavir Ha'ilam. So it was never Noilad yet. It's not born yet. It wasn't Yotze Lavir Ha'ilam. So if it wasn't Yotze Lavir Ha'ilam, so the Chulde took it out, the Chulde brought it back again. Now it comes out as Shalom Al Yisrael, is Gevaldik. So now it's Noilad. Now it's Noilad. And it's a petarechem. Yeah. Or we'll say, or this, we can say differently. We can say, even though there was no leide, when the Chulde took it out, but it's still called a petarechem. It's a petarechem with a chatzitze. That means, mitzad the uber, there was no lady, because it was never roa viroilo. So it could be it was a petarechem bachatzitze. So then it won't help the yitziyah shniyah. So the way we can learn these are the two tzedodim of the eboi. The story is, a chulde took it out of the rechem. The chulde brought it back into the rechem, spit out the uber. Now the uber came out by itself. So the Shaila is, we have a Shaila. So what is the Shaila? So the Tveres Yaakov and Satan, one Mahalach, these are the study of the Shaila. Since the tzad that it should be Kodesh Bepreire is, because the first Yetziyah that was Balua in the Chulde, it never saw Avir Olam yet. This Uber never saw Avir Olam, so it's not called, without a Maisel, without a Leida, you're not called a Petarechem. You need Rashi brought down before, it says a Posik, the Krina Baisha Yevole, it has to be, it never was born yet, Uber. The Uber was still in, they didn't, wasn't Nichnas Avir Olam, so it's not called a Leida. So if it's not called a Leida, so nothing happened yet. So now when it comes, so the second time around, now there's a leide and it's a petarechem. So because it's b'b'choy. Or we will say that maybe it's called a petarechem without a leide. It's called a petarechem without a leide. Even though the uber wasn't born till the second time, but it was when it left the rechem of the aim, it's called, there was a petarechem, even though there was no leid, it was layot la viroilam. Or maybe different. Or maybe it could be that there's a tzad that that gufe that it went chutz l'rechem, that's also called a leider. Could be chutz l'rechem is also called a leider. So there's two tzadim to say that it's not, doesn't have kedushas prayer. Could be l'gabi peta rechem, you don't need a leider. Could be chutz mi rechem is called a leider. And according to these two tzadim, it's a peta rechem, it's not kodesh because it was a chutzitze. The chutzitze is zikha chutzitze. Or maybe no. So they're too sudden to say that either you don't need a lady to make it a petarechem, or it's considered a lady, even though it's layotza lavi roilam, but yotza mirechem imoy. That's also called a lady. So they're too sudden to say that it's called a petarechem. So it's called a petarechem, so what happens is a petarechem with a chatzitze. And it's not kodesh. Or we'll say, since there was no lady, it was layotza lavi roilam, so it's not considered a petarechem. So the first time it went out, nothing happened. It came back again. Now there's a leide. Now it's a petarechem. A lev tushas pocher. This is the shaila of the Gemara. Now we'll go further. Klal the Gemara shaila. Hidvik shnei rechomim. Now a person had two behemoths. And he was matvik one rechem of one behemoth to the rechem of the other behemoth. V'yotza mizeh v'nichnas lezeh. So it left the first rechem, and left the rechem of the mother. It was nichnas in the rechem of a second behemoth, who was a mavaker resos, never had a child. It was nichnas into the second rechem. And now it went out of the second rechem. So now the Tver Jacob explains the Shaila as follows. He says like this, that we had before a Shaila, do you need a Leide to make it a Petarechem? You need a Leide to make it a Petarechem, or is it called a Petarechem, a fellow without a Leide? So he said like this, if you'll say it's called a Petarechem without a Leide, or it's called a leide since it's left its mother. So then, the uber is zicher abchoyer. It's kedushas abchoyer from the mother. It left the mother. It wasn't nichnas lavir oila. It went to a different rechem. Hitvik rechem berechem. But if we will say, you need a leide to give it a shem peter rechem, no, I'm sorry. If you say you don't need a leide to give it a shem petarechem, or leaving the mother is called a leide, so he says, then the bechir will have kedushas, then he'll have kedushas bechir. Then there's no shall have kedushas bechir. But we'll clear, so the uber is a bechir. Now the shaila is, on the second mevakeres, the uber zichra bechir from the first mother, from its mother. The second behemoth, that now the Uber left the second behemoth, so is it called he was poita the rechem of the second behemoth, so the second behemoth will not be able to have a b'chir anymore, or maybe the din of peta rechem is by its own Uber, but since this is not its own Uber, this is someone else's Uber, so that can't make it a peta rechem. That's one way we can learn pshat in the Gemara. So that is, if we will assume that you don't need a leide, or it's considered a leide by leaving the rechem of the aim, so then zicher ikat kedushas becher from the mother, and we'll clarify shaila only does the second behemah is it considered nifta rachma or not? He says, if we will say in the first shaila, if we'll say in the first shaila that it's not considered a petarechem without a leide, so the uba never became a kedushas becher from its mother. So he says theoretically we could clear a shaila, but maybe now was never later, it never still avila. It's never got a kedushas peta rechem. It went into the second rechem, and now went out of the second rechem. So he says he would say maybe there's a shaila, maybe not like a kedushas bechir from the second mother. Rashi seems to say that no one cholim to get a kedushas bechir from the second beim. That's less man the poly. No, the shaila is. But al kalponim, will he make the second behemoth ois petarechem that if she has a child, it won't be a b'chir? Or not? Maybe to make ois petarechem, you need a child to make ois petarechem. And since this is not her child, so we'll make ois petarechem. That's how the Teferes Yaakov learns pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see in the Veinik in the Gemara. Hidvik shnei rechomim, he was madvik shnei rechomim, the yotza mize v'nichnas leze, and the uber went out of the first rechem, out of the mother's rechem, v'nichnas leze. The Gemara is only clearing about the second behemoth. Mao, the day pota, he can only make his mother that it's nifta rachma. The lab the day loy pota, he can't make another behemoth. That should we say it was niftar rachma? I do with the love did they not me pota? Maybe he can make another bema also a speter rechem. Take. Look to Gemara weiter. Boy Ravache. Now Ravache has another shaila. Niftachu koislei beis rechem. The Koislei Beis HaRechem opened up, they expanded, and the Uber went out without touching the Koislei Beis HaRechem. Mao, Avi Rechem Magdish, what is Mekadish the Uber? That what it went through the Avi Rechem, Boike, so it doesn't have to touch. Eidul Menegis Rechem Mekadish, Boleke. So that's one child. Boy, Mar Baravashi. Mar Baravashi declared another shaila. Nekru Koislei Beis HaRechem. Mar. Frek de Gemore. Nekru Lesnu. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi. Nekru Kesalke Deiter Koidem Lechein Nekru Venoflu. So that's the Gemere Pshat in the Gemore is. That the Beis HaRechem with the Uber was torn out from the behemoth. Now you have outside the behemoth, you have the Uber is still in the Rechem, but it was taken out from the behemoth, was Neka. And now, so in the behemoth, the Uber will go out of the Rechem, but the Rechem that's Neka from the behemoth. So the Gemara says, Mal nekru lesnu. Rashi said nekru sakta koydim lechay nekru v'noflu. That's the novel went out of the beim. A lesnu man nekadish le'avol negi. The ain't kan rechem. It's not called a rechem anymore if it's out of the beim. I think that's what Rashi means. That the rechem fell out of the beim. It was nekru from the beim. So it doesn't have a teres rechem of the beim. Ela nekru v'tolu lei b'tzavori. Mai b'mekoimam mekachi, sheloi b'mekoimam lei mekachi, eduma sheloi b'mekoimam nami mekachi. So, that's the chmir, there's two eifanim how to learn pshat in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Gershom seems to learn pshat as follows. That the shaila was, when the uber started going out from the rechem, it was pulling the rechem with it. And with the gemar yitziah from the rechem, he was oike the rechem also. That means the rechem became nekar b'shas the yitziah. That means this b'shas the yitziah's roishoi min a rechem, the rechem was nekar. So Lemaise, it's totally, let's see the lotion of the Elenekru, let's see the last next to the last line of Bein Negeshim, Ela Nekel V'tol Lei B'tzabo, Kloima, Sh'neilet Avlat Yotso, Ubo Mimei Imoi, V'oka Koisle Beis Arechem. And when he came out in the procedure of coming out, he tore the Koisle Beis Arechem, V'tol Lei B'tzabori. Now the Koisle Beis Arechem are around his neck, the neck of the Yuba. So it seems, but it was still Bimei Imoi, but it's called Shalei Bim Kaima. My Bim Kaima Mekachi, Shalei Bim Kaima Mloi Mekachi, Eduma Shalei Bim Kaima Nami Mekachi. But I think the Shail is, it was Neka Bim Kaima, but still was Teicha Aim, so that's still called the Rechem Aim. And could be it's Mekadish. Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, Nekru v'nichnesu lifnim. I think Rashi means that it fell out. It's now lifnim in the behemah. V'nitru loy b'tzavoroi. And it went out there, but it's shaloy b'mkoymoy. B'kitzer, we have to really understand the Matthias, but the Shail is the Rechem Mekadesh Shaloi Bim Kaim. That's the Shail. Boi minei Rabbi Yirmiyah me Rabbi Zeire. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeire such a Shail. Nig memu koislei beis Rechem. So it says over here, Perish Nisachlo Sifsei Beis Arechem. Maybe this is another pshat, I'm sorry. Nigmum, let's see what Rashi says. Nital mei oivei aksolim mibifnim soviv soviv. That means like this. The Rechem has, the walls of the Rechem have a thickness. There's the inside wall, or that was facing the inside, and there's the outside wall that's facing the outside. Now, the inside layer was scraped off. The inside layer of the Rechem was scraped off. Let us just say for practical purposes that you need Negiyah Berechem. You need Negiyah Berechem. So, it didn't touch the Rechem. I mean, the Rechem what the Uber is supposed to touch is the inside wall. That's Mekadesh. Here, the outside wall touched it, not the inside wall. So the Shaila is this Mekadesh? That was Uchayre Shaila. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah me Rabbi Zeire, nigmemu koisle beis arechem al. Omalei, he says, oh, you know, your Shaila, ko nogato, you touched beboy di boylon. That means your Shaila, I asked a similar Shaila, and your Shaila is totally in my Shaila. I asked a similar Shaila. What's the similar child that he is? The boy lon, I asked the child. The boy Rabbi Zeire, the omri lo boy v'nei Rabbi Zeire, that he asked me the b'nei yeshiva, or he asked me Rabasi. Oymet meruba la porutz, v'yotzo derech porutz. Porutz meruba la oymet, v'yotzo derech oymet mai. Now let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, konagata beboi di boilon, kvar, your shaila is totally in matu. I won't ask. Umishoma talome desh shvuascha. From that shaila, you'll know what shuva to your shaila. Viyotso derech poros, miyamrinin, kimen da oimet meruba olov, Ave ki ilu kuloi oimet. Now it seems there was a chelik. The kaisle beis arechem were cut in places. And the kaisle beis arechem were cut. Now, we have here a rechem, that perhaps there's strips in the rechem. The rechem, there was chalokim that were cut, and there was chalokim that were not cut. If we have oimid meruba ala poritz, that means as follows. If you look at the whole circumference of the rechem, there's more rechem than places that are cut. But lemaise, the uber went Lamaise, the Uber went through the Chelekaporutz. Seems it wasn't Noigeya in the Doifanim, it went through the Chelekaporutz. So what is the Shaila? So the Shaila is, Al-Saloch of Oymed Merub Alaporutz, the Chelekaporutz is also called Oymed. In Lomdus it's called Oymed. In Hilchis Erevin, you'll have Mechitzes. You have an area that's surrounded, and there's pirtzes, it's surrounded by a mechitza, and there's pirtzes in the mechitza, and there's more oimed than porutz. So we say, oimed mumba porutz, could be it has a din of oimed. Even though it's porutz over there, it's porutz connected to Rishus Harab. So here the shaila was, the uber went derech haporutz, but as long as Oymet Meruba Ala Poritz, it's called, it's a din Oymet. Or maybe not, you don't say Lomdus over here. Here you need, it's not good to have a Lomdus Erechem. You need a Metzius to Kerechem. Or, another Shaila, Poritz Meruba Ala Oymet. And it went, so in Aloche, the Hebrew Poritz, but here it went on the Oymet. That was his shaila. So Rab Zeire told Rab Yirmiyah, so your shaila is similar to my shaila. So the Gemara answers, At kaloi boili, the Gemara seems to say that even though there's a shaila of oimed merub ala poritz, there's a shaila of oimed merub ala poritz, that tafke where there is some oimed. Here there's no oimed. Here there's no oimet. So we have to understand Pshat the Gemara. I saw in Chedushim and Biurim, he doesn't understand Pshat the Gemara. He doesn't understand how does the Gemara compare Nigmemut to oimet Merubala Poritz? What's the... It seems, we have to know the oimet Kadvorim, the Gemara understood you have one rechem, you have two layers. There's an inside layer and an outside layer. For all practical purposes, we're missing the inside layer. And somehow the Gemara wants it to be medame, but the outside layer is, the outside layer also should somehow be misayaya, just like by oimed meruba ala poritz. That the oimet is misayaya the porutz. That means it went in the tzad porutz. But oimet meruba la porutz is misayaya the porutz. So perhaps the outside layer should be misayaya, even though there's no inside layer to be mekadesh. And then the Gemara says, no, it's no comparison, because you don't have any oimet whatsoever. Oimet meruba la porutz, where you have oimet, a complete thickness of the rechem. Here you don't have any oimed whatsoever. Could be that's somehow pshat in the Gemara. And then lishna achine, let's see Rashi is a lishna achine, nigmemu mibifnim v'sofa chitzayna mishiyeres v'kemaboylei ture bro mekadish oiloi. It seems the second pshat is as follows, that a chelik of the rechem was cut off, the inner chelik of the rechem was cut off, the outer shura of the rechem, the outer shura of the rechem is still kayim, and the shaila is, which chelik is mekadesh? Do you need the whole rechem to be mekadesh, or is it sufficient that the outer shura could be mekadesh? That's the shaila of the Gemara. And some of the Gemara wants to tell this su ta'imid meruba laporitz, and the Gemara says here it's worse, because we're the hidden. It's also unclear what pshat in the Gemara is. Let us go further. Zakta Mishnah. Behema shemeis ubra besloich meyeho. A behema, you have a live behema, and the ubra besloich mehema besloich meyeho died. That means toich the ma'ayim and the rechem it died. So you have an ubra that's an avela that's in a live behema. V'hoishit haroye es yodoy. And the Roy stuck his hands into the Rechem to schlep out the Uber. The Noga boy, and he touched it, then he realized that it's a dead Uber. Is the Shailas that he become Tame? He didn't want to schlep it out. Now he touched it when it was inside. So the Shailas, the Negiya Besoich Ha'em, Besoich Me'el, is this metame the negeya? So the Mishnah says, "Bein behemot meya, bein behemot tohira toyer." So the Mishnah says the roya is toyer. It's irrelevant if the mother was a behemot meya, the mother was a behemot tohira. The roya is toyer. The uber that's dead is not metame the roya. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oima B'tmeya Tomei B'tahira Toya. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says it matters. If the mother was a behema tahira, so then the Roya doesn't become Tomei by touching the Uber. The mother was a behema tmeya, he becomes Tomei. Let us see Rashi. Hoishit ha-Roya es yodoy l'seich meyero Toya. Taimo de mafai de tavayu meforish b'gmor. Zot the Gemara, my time the Tanakam. What is the time of the Tanakam? So let us just see Taisus 1 second. Rashi says this also, but Taisus says this a little perhaps. Vim time my kame boy. What's the shaila? But tuma blue he v'loy metame. There is a halacha that a tuma blue, if it's balua b'seich aguf, it's not metame. So memele, so when he touched, when he put his hand inside, when he put his hand inside the rechem, he's not tummy. What's the shamay time? V'yeshloima, the Rabbi Kiva metame lekaman uba b'meisha, itzuch lehochi ga b'mei mekal b'chaim, the pirish pekutus. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Moide. Rabbi Kiva holds that a tuma blue is metame. That we'll have later in the perik. A tuma blue is metame. So memele, some of the shailas, if you have a dead uber by a person, so it's metame, it's amazing, it's metame. So memele, so according to Rabbi Kiva, in here, this dead uber is not metame. So the Gemara says, my time the tanikam. Amar Rav Chisda kal v'chomer im ha'ila imoi lahatirai ba'achile loisoyel loy letahirai midei nevele. So the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. So either you could be mevar al pi pashtis the kal v'chomer as follows. The halacha is, if you have this uber is dead, you shech the mother, you allow to eat the uber. That's the loch yilati to recover shabay matachel yilati to. So al kochach. So let's say pashtas dik, and then we'll say perhaps a little better. So yilati to uber. So pshat is that the uber is nechshet like a chelik of the aim. And the shchita is aim is machshed uber to eat it. So you'll have to eat it. You'll have to eat it. So if legabi achile, that what the uber is nimtza besoich imoy, is considered that it's a chelik of the aim, and the shchita aim will be matred b'achile, so the besoich imoy should be machshiv, the besoich imoy should be machshiv that doesn't have tumas nevela. If there's no isar achilas nevela, so there should be no isar tumas nevela. The toichim is considered like a chelik of the live mother. That's the chiddush of kol. Or perhaps it's alumdus a little bit. The Gemara says that's tiridik. That means if the halacha will be, if you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. So how can you say that it's tami tumas nevela now before I shecht it? I mean, before I shecht it, it's a nevela, and I shecht it, I'm allowed to eat it. This can be. So if the halacha is mechayev, that when I shecht it, it's nachol, that it doesn't have a din of yisrachilus nevela. So there shouldn't be now a din of tumas nevela. This was the kal vachomer that the Chachamim made. So the Gemara thought, the midah of kal vachomer is telling me, you can't say if the shechit when it's besoich aim can be matret b'achile, so so even though it's dead, so the besoich aim should zikha help that she didn't have tumas nevela. So the Gemara says, Ashkechon behemet teure, there you have a kal vachomer. A behemet teure, you have your kal vachomer, madoch, the shchit is mata b'achile, sabadi gewiss, that what it's nimtza b'toich imoy, should be matter that it doesn't have tumas nevela. Ashkechon behemet teure, behemet teure minolun, how do you know behemet teure? A makro, so the Gemara brings down a posik, v'chiyomos min ha-behemo, Pasuk says, "Chiyomus mina behema asher hi lochem laochlo." Then it says, "So this pasuk is speaking about that if you touch it, you matamet tumas nevela." So the Chazal darshin, the Tver Shakim said, "If you learn the pasuk elech, it would seem chiyomus mina behema asher hi lochem laoch, and you touch it, it's tumas nevela." So the Gemara held that zikha can be that a behemah tahir is metamah tumas nevela, and a behemah tmei is not metamah tumas nevela. So the Gemara darshins the pasuk as follows: b'chiyomus min a behemah zu behemah tmei, ashehi lachem laochlo zu behemah tahir. Then it says later, if you touch it when you touch it b'chiyomus, so it's metamah tumas nevela. So the pasuk is speaking about two nevelas, a nevela of a behemah tmei and a nevela of a behemah tahira, and is iskish behemah tmei al behemah tahira. The tahira is makish min a behemah zu behemah tmei asher ulecham lachos zu behemah tahira. Iskish behemah tmei al behemah tahira ma behemah tahira. So just like by behemah tahira, we have a kal vachomer that tells us that the nevela of an uber is toyer b'meyimoy ubra toyer, af behemet meya ubra toyer. That means they have a hekish that were makish and niblas behemet meya to a nevel of a behemet toyer. So just like an uber that's nimtza b'meyimoy of a behemet toyer, I have a kal vachomer that's not metamet tumas nevela. So who adin a uber b'mehemet meya, even though I don't have a kal vachomer, because there's no shchita, there'll be matan b'achil, avol pi kein, it's not matan b'tumas nevela. Let us see Rashi. Kal v'chomer, klem, afil Rabbi Akiva d'amar l'kamo, tuma b'lua, k'gainu b'mei isha t'meye, she doesn't hold the concept of tuma b'lua, ochemaydim mi kal v'chomer, imei l'loi mechitzas imoy. That what the uber is b'mechitzas imay. La tirei b'achila b'shchitos, afa b'shumeis. So the mechitzas imay can be matafilu b'achila, leisoyelek shehi chaya, letarei meletame. So, cause when she's alive, it's zicha, the mechitzas imay should help, that he's not metame to misnevel. So the Gemara asks, this is dafke, behemah tahira, Behemet Tmeya, how do we know? So the Gemara says, Ishkesh, Nevela Tmeya, the Nevela Toira. Mi she'enai kori Nevela betoira, eni kori betmeya. Yeah, so now, let us just see a little further. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, my time. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does he differentiate between an Uber b'mei Torah and Uber b'mei Tmeya? Rabbi Yitzchak d'amar kro, b'chol hoylech al kapov, b'chol achayo hileches, mahalchei kapayim b'chayo t'mei siloch. It's very interesting, the Gemara understood b'chol hoylech al kapov, speaking about an Uber that has 4 feet. A kosher behemoth doesn't have, we consider it has 8 feet because the hooves are split. B'chol hoylech al kapo means that it has 4 feet. B'chol achaya hoyleches, it's inside achaya, live behemoth. So that says further that there's a tumas nevela. So we learn out over here that if you have a uber that's a tmeya, B'soich a live behime, Moshe, it means that the mother's also a tmeya. So there, I don't say the kalva, so I don't say the hekish. And here it's tummy, because the pasuk ends up that is a tumas nevela. Al kapov, she'ein parsois of sedukois, mahalchei kapayim b'chaya. So the Gemara darshan, B'soich gufo shal behema chaya. You have a live behemoth, the Hainu Uber Tomei, Bimei Imoi. It's Imei Siloch Mishim Nevela, Tasibisefe Hanegeya Benevlosom Yitmoh.